Hi.
Hello and ho, 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 and welcome to a festive holiday edition of Travel Unpacked by Colette. This is your go-to podcast for all things travel, where we deliver destination deep dives, exclusive tips, and behind-the-scenes stories from the Colette team. And today, we're all feeling the holiday cheer as we unwrap some of our favorite travel moments of the year and share some gift-worthy travel ideas. And of course, we've got something extra fun planned, Christmas-inspired travel trivia to close out the episode. But first, I can't believe that this year is almost over. How are you ladies feeling?
I'm not ready. From a countdown standpoint, I'm panicking because, you know, I have four kids and it's Christmas and I'm not prepared. In typical me fashion, I am not prepared. A lot of people are done by like October with their shopping or they start in the summer, and I admire that, but it's not me.
Well, who are these people that are done by October, aside from Josh? Not you, Josh.
I will say though, shopping early does not mean you spend less, at least for me, because then I end up spending more because I keep shopping and I buy stuff and I put it away and I have everything lined up right now downstairs, all in piles, ready to go. But now people will start sending me their lists, like my sisters, my husband, and then I end up buying more stuff off their list that I probably shouldn't do because now I'm just overbuying. But it's so much fun. I love gift giving. And I already have my theme wrap downstairs, ready to go, my bows to match. It's going to be magical. I start wrapping next week.
How big is your Kelsey and Nicole pile?
I haven't started. I thought I would do that like the day before Christmas.
Oh, so we can actually talk about what we'd like, because I know you want the list, right?
Yep. Make sure you send me that list. Yep.
I'd like a pop of Elphaba and Glinda from Wicked.
All right. Good to know. Kelsey, what about you?
Well, here's the thing. I've been shopping and I buy one thing for a beloved one and then I buy one thing for myself.
I do that on Black Friday.
There's nothing that I want because I already put it in my own cart.
Don't be ashamed. That is fine.
Nobody is easier to shop for than me.
Yeah. No, I have to agree. So I have been shopping since the summer. And if you look at it that way for myself.
Josh, so your piles are ready and your wrapping paper is prepped. Is your house already decorated?
The house is decorated. It is ready to go. I have four trees. Each has a dedicated theme, as I've mentioned before. I have a Disney tree. I have a Wizard of Oz tree because I love Wizard of Oz. I also have just a classic white and silver Christmas tree. And then I have the tree that has all of the ornaments, childhood ornaments, ornaments for when I go travel, because I love to grab an ornament when I'm out in a new destination. And because I traveled so much this year to Costa Rica, Ireland, Italy, Greece, I have so many more ornaments to add on this year. So I'm really excited to do that.
So what was everyone's, because we've all taken some trips this year and we've talked about it throughout these episodes of season two. What was everyone's favorite travel moment of the year?
I have to give two favorite travel moments, only because going to Greece was amazing because I got to spend time with my in-laws and we had the best time. It was great to just bond, to be together, and to enjoy Santorini, Mykonos, Athens. So that was a fun experience. That was just 2 weeks of fun in the sun. But then I also got to take my mom away on her 60th birthday to countryside of the Emerald Isle, one of our tours. And it was just really magical to see her out in a destination, see her in a country she's never been to. And that just was absolutely fantastic. So those are both of my favorite travel moments.
Josh, you're such in the Christmas spirit right now that all of your adjectives were Christmas related, like magical. I just want to point that out.
Very much feeling the spirit. I would say for me, it was being in Costa Rica with my family. I've always wanted to go there, as we all know, and I finally got there this year. But being able to see the experience through the eyes of my kids, I think that was extra special. So something that stands out is the day we did the hanging bridges, the walk through the hanging bridges. You have to prepare for that. My youngest definitely wasn't feeling it, so my husband had to carry him the whole time. But I have these great pictures of him walking and carrying our son and him just having his head on his dad's shoulder. And my other boy is just kind of running back to us, just wanting to take pictures or point at how high up we were. And all you could see was the canopies of the rainforest below. And it's a view I've been dreaming about my entire adult life. And to be able to do that was extra special, but to be able to do it with my family, it's something that is absolutely just makes my year.
Both of yours were family-based. Mine is family-based as well. So as you all know, I got to go finally to Montana, mark that off my bucket list. But I did it with my mom and my dad and my husband. It's always so nice to travel with family. You get away from the rigmarole of life and responsibilities. And Montana is gorgeous with its huge giant sky and its vistas. I loved Yellowstone, loved Glacier National Park. So just being able to experience that, a place that we all haven't seen together for the first time, was magical.
Well, I would love to hear from our listeners. What was your favorite travel moment? Where did you travel to this year that you want to share with us? I would love to hear about everybody's travel as we kind of wrap up 2024. And when it comes to travel, we actually at Colette, we have a lot of holiday tours that really kick off around the end of Thanksgiving and run through the end of December. So for those of you that maybe are thinking of next year, what you want to do during the holiday season, we have a fantastic lineup here in the United States, Canada, Europe. There's something for everyone. And Nicole, I think it was a couple of years ago, I watched two of your boys while you went away with your older kids and your whole family, and you went to Christmas markets. How was that for you?
Oh, it was phenomenal. We went to the Christmas markets of Munich, Rothenburg, and Innsbruck. When you're in these places, there's carts with street food and there's ornaments. You'll love that, Josh. Lots of ornaments that are very special or reflective of the culture. And these stalls with arts, crafts, like the best of souvenirs. And it just feels so amazing because you can drink the mulled wine and the cider and like it's cold. And like something about traveling, it was like nothing could beat it. It was the most holiday festive experience. Everything, every market was unique. Every single one had different traditions. So it was phenomenal.
There's so much to see and do there that we actually have multiple tours. We have European Christmas markets featuring Prague, Vienna, Budapest. We have enchanting, that's the word we didn't use yet, enchanting Christmas markets of Germany, Switzerland, and France. And then the word I use a lot, magical Christmas markets of Austria and Germany. And as Nicole mentioned, each Christmas market you go to is different. You know, they still have that festive feel to it, the beautiful lights, the wood stalls, but they all just have something so unique. And it really is magical and enchanting.
Whimsical.
Oh, that's a good one too. Whimsical.
It's funny though. On my trip, I dressed for freezing temperatures. We got updates ahead of time, our travel tips, and they told us what the temperature would be. I packed a new coat and it was like meant to keep your warmth in and make sure that you do not get cold. I had special pants that would go under my pants. Everything was like, I was going to be so warm. We got there and it was a heat wave. I don't even think I had a short sleeve shirt and it was that warm.
I sweat the whole time.
I did. I sweat the whole time. But the nights would get cold. So I would enjoy the mulled wine with the twinkly lights and the walking through the stall. So I preferred the nights.
I was just chatting with the designer, the woman who created the magical Christmas markets of Austria and Germany. And I decided that's the one I want to go on next year because you spend a majority of your time, I think it was 5 nights in Innsbruck. And then every day you get to go to a different city. So like Sheffield, Oberammergau, Salzburg, a day in Innsbruck, and then you move on to Germany. It just sounds so magical. Magical.
Magical.
Because let's name this episode the amount of times that we say magical. But you get to see all these different vendors. And again, you know, like Nicole keeps saying, the mulled wine, which I actually just Googled a recipe for mulled wine. I think I need to make it. It's just beautiful. Yeah.
Now, have either of you ever done a river cruise?
I have. It wasn't a holiday river cruise. It was up the Danube. And I love river cruising. Have you?
I did the river cruise too. I did a Danube river cruise. And it's such a unique, amazing way to see the countryside and still get a chance to stop off in the little villages or the towns and see them. And I'm not going to use the word magical. It's enchanting.
I need a thesaurus. You know what I love about river cruises, and I bet you all can guess, but I'm going to say it first anyway, is the food. It's like you have breakfast, and then 2 hours later, it's snack time, and then 2 hours later, it's lunch, and then 2 hours later, it's snack time, and then 2 hours later, it's dinner.
And it's so true.
They have just like after dinner cookies, and they have a man there whose sole responsibility is just to make the bread, and then they have a man there whose sole responsibility is just to make pastry. Like everything is so delicious.
So if you want to eat, then you definitely want to check out our river cruising. We have so many great options.
It could be the Christmas markets in general. I mean, on European Christmas markets, you are doing a candy making demonstration in Vienna. You're doing traditional strudel making in Budapest. Food and mulled wine and beverages are a huge part of this part of the world.
Let's talk about mulled wine. What do you guys think is in mulled wine? Because I just Googled a recipe.
I'm going to say wine.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some cloves.
Yep.
Cinnamon.
Yep. There's a big one that really surprised me.
Oh.
It's practically just hot sangria. It's a bottle of red wine, a quarter cup of brandy, some honey or sugar, orange, lemon, cinnamon sticks, cloves, star anise, nutmeg, and fresh cranberries or a couple slices of apple. So it's Christmas sangria is mulled wine.
I love that. It's just Christmas sangria. That's what we're going to call it from now on.
This past fall, I was obsessed with apple cider. Everywhere I went, I was like, I need apple cider. So maybe this holiday season, I'm just starting right after we finish this podcast, I'm going to go find some mulled wine. I'm going to go make some.
So for those that maybe don't want to travel all the way to Europe for the holiday season, they can still get the European feel, but just north in Canada. There's some great opportunities there with Quebec City and Montreal. And we have a new tour, Christmas Markets of Montreal and Quebec City, that has that wonderful European-inspired feel to it, but only just north of us.
Just a tad bit closer.
It's so beautiful there. I went, not this past summer, but the one before, to Quebec City, and I absolutely loved it. I can just imagine the stalls and lights and just the atmosphere being the perfect atmosphere for one of these markets.
And then one thing we do as a family, usually every other year when we're here with my in-laws, is we go to New York City. I love New York City. Any time of the year, I could go to New York City. I love Broadway. I love Times Square. I love all of that. And it's so fun to be there. But to be there at the holiday season when all the department stores are lit up with lights and their decor and window displays are so fantastic. So you can just, you know, stroll through Fifth Avenue, Central Park. But we do have Spotlight on New York City Holiday, which is so popular. You get to see Radio City's Christmas Spectacular, get to go to a Broadway show, holiday themed dinner. So again, that's just right here in our own backyard. And we also have Southern Charm is an extremely popular tour where you get to visit Charleston, Savannah, Jekyll Island. So we also have the Southern Charm Holiday Tour, getting a chance to go and see Jekyll Island all lit up for the holiday season, the tree. It's great.
I'd love to go to the Southern Charm one. I grew up going to New York, though. So I'm with you. Like, we don't do it every year. It's probably every 3 or 4 years. But I grew up going to see the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall, the Rockefeller Center, of course, like the tree. You're right. New York at Christmas, there's nothing like it.
It is magical. I love the Rockettes and then the combination with Santa and Nutcracker. I should go see it. Let's go see it.
We should.
We should.
Add it to the list. Next year, we're going to go. We'll go live on site.
Drinking mulled wine.
So to close out the tours, I feel like, Nicole, you would absolutely love this because you love London. We have Christmas in London and we have a London and Paris holiday. Those are newer additions. And really, there's something just fantastic going on when you're in London at Christmas time. And you love London in general. I mean, you wrote a book that was featured with London.
Yes. Yep. And Paris is featured there too. I mean, I was where I went on my honeymoon. I went to London and Paris. We walked around everywhere. London is my favorite city. If I were going to leave the United States and move somewhere, it would be to London. I just love it so much. And I would visit Paris often. It's pretty mild weather and it's so historic. We're walking along the Thames or in Paris along the Seine. Oh, it's beautiful.
I need to go. That's a confession. I've never been to London.
Are you serious? You might not know that.
I have never been. I have been everywhere else around there. I mean, I got engaged in Paris, but London, still have not been there.
You could have gotten on the channel and gone to London right after your engagement.
I know. Next time I'm in Europe, maybe I should do that. It's on my list. I just need to actually get there.
Everything's on our list. I know. It's the endless list. That's on my list of places to return to many, many times and maybe someday to move to temporarily or forever.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Those are our holiday tours. I would definitely recommend checking them out. Go online, see them, and choose something for next year and go and really kick off that holiday season and then get some wonderful souvenirs and gifts that are unique to those destinations. What a fun way to bring something home that's different for everybody. So with that being said, let's bring on our favorite part of the podcast. That would be trivia. So we have Christmas trivia. We've got 12 trivia questions for the 12 days of Christmas. So you can play along with us to see how you do. What we're going to do is we're going to split it up. We're going to do 4 questions each. So we'll each be a host. We'll ask our questions and then see who is the Christmas trivia winner.
Prepare to go down, guys. It's going to be me.
Okay.
I'm the first host. Are you two ready? You competitive too?
We're ready. Bring it on.
All right. Question number one. Jingle bells. All right. That's your answer. Here's the question. Which country is credited with starting the tradition of the Christmas tree?
I'm going to go with Finland.
Oh, I'm going to go with Germany.
Ooh, Josh gets it. It is Germany. The tradition of the Christmas tree dates back to the 16th century in Germany. Devout Christians would bring decorated trees into their homes, often adorning them with real candles, which is terrifying. Even the photos kind of scare me. How did this like make it? And that evolved into string lights because of the obvious risk.
I think let's bring back the candles on the tree.
No.
I go every now and then. No. I go to, we go to Sturbridge up here. We do Christmas time at Sturbridge Village, which is like an old, you know, village that takes place back in like the 1800s. And they do have Christmas trees there with the actual candles on it. And I just just think, like, how could that actually work?
I know, right? So interestingly, Martin Luther was the first to add lighted candles to the tree to replicate beauty of stars in the sky. Just very right.
Before you go on, here's a serious question for everybody. Colored lights or white lights on your Christmas tree?
White, final answer. No other choice.
Colored.
I go with both. I have one that has the white lights, and then I have one that has the colored twinkly lights.
I love the aesthetic of white lights. I think it's really, like, I don't know, very romantic. Always found colored lights very fun. So I grew up with the colored lights and I stand by it.
There we go.
What we tend to do as a family.
All right. Question two.
So Josh is winning, unless we say Jingle Bells was his answer. Question two. In the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what gift is given on the seventh day?
Seven Lords a-leaping.
I'll say seven pipers piping.
Just sing it for a second. You'll get it. Neither one of you got it.
Seven swans a-swimming.
Thank you. I had to take a minute and sing. Seven swans a-swing. I'm not giving it to you, Josh, because you said the wrong answer. But yes, you eventually landed there. Seven swans a-swimming. It's an English Christmas carol. Did you know this? That dates back to 1780. So do you have any idea how many gifts are ultimately given in this song? Closest wins.
141.
Okay.
97.
364 gifts. It's almost enough for a present every single day of the entire year.
To my husband, Chris, please note.
Wait, do you want a gift every day of the year or do you want them all at once, all 300? And
all within the 12 days, I assume.
All within the 12 days, please. All.
There we go.
Okay. Next question. So I think Josh is still winning. I don't give that one to either of you. Which European city earned the nickname Capital of Christmas for its stunning decorations and festive traditions and is featured in Colette's Enchanting Christmas Markets Tour?
Strasbourg.
Nuremberg.
Oh, this one goes to Josh again. Strasbourg, France. Strasbourg earned its nickname because of its extraordinary holiday atmosphere. For the illuminated streets, its iconic Christkindl Market, one of the first ever recorded Christmas markets, goes back to 1570. And today it features over 300 wooden stalls with festive crafts, treats, decorations.
Kelsey, we have pictures of Strasbourg's on our desk.
I know. We both have the exact same postcard.
That we didn't know we had.
I think she was hedging her bets. If she did the same answer as you, it wouldn't have helped her.
She just didn't know it. There's no hedging her bets, so.
Alrighty, on that note, last question from me. The Christkindl Market in this German city is famous for its traditional gingerbread. It's called Lebkuchen, and it's Christkind who opens the market each year. Which city is it?
I'm going to stick with Nuremberg. It has to be right eventually, like the oiled pigs.
It is Nuremberg, but I'll let you have that one.
It is Nuremberg. I like your confidence, Josh. The Nuremberg Christkindl Market, held since the mid-16th century, is world famous for its handmade gifts, mulled wine, and festive treats like Lebkuchen. The Christkind Angel delivers a prologue to officially open the market. Sounds actually like something worth seeing. Well, that would mean Josh wins. So round one, Josh has a point.
All right, everybody. I got a point for round one, and I'm going to go to questions number 5 through 8. So Kelsey, you're still up. Nicole, are you ready to play?
Oh, yes.
Okay, here we go. What is the name of the traditional Austrian pastry made with thin layers of dough and filled with apples? And we totally experienced this on a few of our tours.
Strudel.
Strudel.
I'm going to need what kind of strudel?
Apple strudel.
Okay. Apple strudel it is. So apple strudel became popular in Austria and Hungary during the Habsburg Empire. It's known for its paper-thin layers of dough, which are wrapped around a mixture of spiced apples, sugar, and raisins.
Do we both get that?
You both get that. But Kelsey will get, if it's a tie, she will get the speed for that one.
I said strudel
first. But she got apple really quick. Okay, next question. Frosty the Snowman. What was it that brought Frosty to life?
His hat, his silk hat, his silk top hat.
Nicole? Thumpity thump his, thump, thumpity thump thump.
The spirit of the children, the joy of the children.
Okay, well, the answer is a magic hat. The classic song Frosty the Snowman was written in 1950 by Walter Jack Rollins and Steve Nelson. The magic hat found by a group of children is what brought Frosty to life. And let's not forget this famous lines. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. You were correct.
Yeah.
The story of Frosty became so beloved that it inspired an animated TV special in 1969, cementing Frosty's place as a holiday icon. Okay, this is another good one. Which famous Christmas carol was first performed with only a guitar because the church organ had been broken?
Jingle Bells.
Silent Night.
Silent Night was first performed in 1818 at St. Nicholas Church. Legend has it that the church organ was broken, so the composer and lyricist used a guitar to accompany the carol. The simplicity of the first performance has made it one of the most beloved and enduring Christmas songs of all times. And it's my favorite part when you go to Mass at the end, when all the lights are off and everybody has their candles and they play Silent Night in the Dark with all the candles. It's the best part.
You see how surprised my face looked when I got it correctly? Oh, it was a shot in the dark.
I just named something and I was going for speed and it didn't work out for me.
I actually want just to hear the guitar jingle bells.
Yes. Well, I will play
Thank you.
For you.
All right. Final question. I don't think, Nicole, you have a chance to win, but you could have a chance to tie. So what it is we talked about this a little. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is topped with a dazzling star. What material is the star made of?
Aluminum?
Plastic.
Okay, so the answers are aluminum and plastic, and I'm going to say you are both wrong. The star is made of Swarovski crystals.
That sounds very fancy.
I will give a little extra credit here. How much do you think it weighs? The closest guess wins.
28 pounds.
50 pounds.
900 pounds.
Pull up a picture of this thing.
It was introduced in 2018, and the star features 3 million Swarovski crystals that spans 9 feet in diameter and contains 70 illuminated spikes.
Holy cow.
Show me a picture of Rockefeller Christmas tree star. Look at that thing. Nicole, it's like we've never even seen it with our guesses.
I love you. A little plastic 9 pounds.
Well, I was thinking something that could be good in all weather.
Ladies, we're in New York City. You think they're going to have like this little teeny 9 pound plastic on the big, huge Rockefeller Christmas tree?
I don't know, Josh. Would you have gotten that?
I would not have gotten that.
You can also buy a similar looking Swarovski Xmas Christmas tree topper that's like, you know, not 900 pounds for 1,151 pounds.
Which is the amount of weight that I gain when I go and I eat all the Christmas snacks.
And drink all the Christmas sangria.
Christmas sangria.
Okay.
All right. Well, the winner to that one goes to Kelsey.
Well, this final round will either have Josh as the winner or a three-way tie, which is what I'm hoping for.
Okay. Here we go. At Christmas markets, a popular drink is served warm and made from red wine, citrus fruit.
Mulled cider. Mulled wine.
Mulled wine.
And spices like cinnamon and cloves. What is this festive beverage?
It's definitely mulled wine that can also be called Kelsey's Christmas Sangria.
Well, bonus points for that. Listen, I need the win. I think I said it first.
It is mulled wine. Nicole did say it first, but I do like Josh that Josh said Kelsey's Christmas Sangria. So it's also called Gollwein.
Glühwein.
Glühwein.
See, I got that.
That's how you say it in German.
Thank you. Got my point.
This is a staple at European Christmas markets, often served in collectible mugs that visitors can take home. It's a comforting drink for cold winter nights and pairs wonderfully with roasted chestnut or pretzels.
Chestnuts roasting with some mulled wine.
Yum! Okay, next one. The Lenham Palace in England is famous for its holiday displays. Which legendary family once called this UNESCO World Heritage Site home?
Prince Philip.
Prince Charles.
The answer is the Churchill family. So neither of you got it. So Blenheim Palace is the ancestral home of the Churchill family and the birthplace of Sir Winston Churchill.
I was going to say that. Totally. Yeah.
You weren't.
I could tell. I saw it in your eyes and then you doubted yourself. During the holidays, the palace transforms into a festive wonderland with themed rooms and an illuminated trail. What is the name of the plant that people traditionally kiss under
Mistletoe.
During the holidays?
Mistletoe. Nope, got it right.
I said it first.
You did not.
I
you
said it
did
first.
Not. You Two. Did not.
Mistletoe. I said it.
I mean, I heard Josh first.
No, because he yelled.
Because he yelled.
I'm going to apologize to our listeners. I get a little loud when we do trivia, so.
Okay, so here we go. Neck and neck. It's a tie. In Elf, the movie, what are the 4 main food groups according to Buddy the Elf?
Sugar, maple syrup, candy canes, and candy corn.
Josh, would you like to put in an answer?
Maple syrup, sugar, candy canes, and popcorn.
You are both wrong.
Is the pasta in there?
He puts the maple syrup on the pasta and they have that for breakfast.
So it's candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Come on. I was so close.
I will accept maple syrup, but y'all said sugar and it's actually just candy.
It's just all sorts of sugary things.
So Will Ferrell's lovable character, Buddy the Elf, enthusiastically explains the sugar philosophy during the film. His diet is over the top with syrup on spaghetti, like you said, being his signature dish.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
I will shout that all throughout the year at any time. Elf is my favorite Christmas movie. What are your guys's?
I love Elf as well and Christmas Vacation.
I watch every year Christmas Vacation and also Muppets Christmas Carol. You can't not go through Christmas without watching Muppets Christmas Carol.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't think I've ever seen any Muppet movie.
What? Not even Muppets Take Manhattan?
I don't know you. I don't even. Just take her off the podcast. She's the Grinch. She just stole Christmas.
Listen, I'm a little sister, and so I never got to control the remote or what we were watching, but I have seen A Christmas Story. You know, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You need to watch Muppets Christmas Carol.
I shall put it on the list.
Light the lamp, night the rat.
Have you seen Christmas Vacation?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's your homework. Muppets Christmas Carol is one of the best movies ever, flat out.
I'll go make my mulled wine and go watch it right now.
Please do. Everybody.
Not to be confused with regular Christmas Carol. Has to be the Muppets.
Yeah, no, it has to be the Muppets Christmas Carol. All right, so I think in the end, it's a tie between Kelsey and me.
No, it wasn't. You won the first one, Kelsey won the second, and you won the third. You win. Or if I won, then it's a three-way tie. The only outcome was you win or three-way tie.
I think we tied the last one. So I guess technically
Are you going to say that we tied?
We tied.
Then for three-way tie.
No, because technically if we tied, then I won again, so.
In the Christmas spirit here, we are all winners because we have each other.
Fine. Because it's the Christmas episode, I'll let it go. And that's a wrap on our holiday edition of Travel Unpacked. We hope you loved hearing about our favorite holiday tours, fun trivia, and all the ways travel can make this season even more special.
This time of the year, there is no better gift than the gift of experience, memories that last far longer than anything wrapped under the tree.
If you're inspired, head over to GoColette.com to explore our holiday gift guide and discover how travel can be the ultimate present. And while you're there, don't forget to check out our holiday tours for next Christmas. They're the perfect way to plan something magical for 2025.
Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram with our handle GoColette for even more travel inspiration.
Happy holidays, happy travels, and we'll see you next time on Travel Unpacked. And don't forget to pack
your themed wrapping paper.
Bingo. Happy holidays, everyone.